Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Joining us at this time is director and animator Spela Chadish. Spela, welcome to the show.
Hi.
It's a real pleasure to have you on the show. We're going to be talking about an animated short film that you will be presenting soon, including at the upcoming Locarno Film Festival. So I'm very happy to talk about it. It's called Steakhouse. And just as an introduction, Spela, this is sort of the obligatory question, but for anyone who is not familiar with the film yet, would you mind maybe introducing it a little bit and tell us a little bit about its story?
Sure. I mean, I'm as excited to see it on a big screen and hopefully with the public. It's been a very long procedure making this film or bringing it to life because of the pandemic and a lot of co-production involved. But the film is actually about psychological violence that happens in a, an old, long-standing couple. That's basically the plot.
Right. What is it that you find particularly inspiring about animation?
I think it's what I'm interested in. It's the experimental use of space and form, or I think you have that bridge between what's real and what's subconscious. That's something that really intrigues me in animation.
And what is it that, do you remember when it was that you realized that animation would be something that interested you and that you wanted to experiment with yourself?
That was a very, it was a coincidence. I was actually a graphic designer and I said, maybe I could use some animation in interactive design. And then I went to Annecy, the biggest festival, and I saw those films, which just made such an impact to me that I just went back to school and started making my own film. So that was, it's very dangerous when you start making it, because if it's fun making it, then you can't stop doing that.
Right. Is there a little bit of a surrealist influence in there too?
I hope so. I think so. I think, maybe if you start to, try to go over what are dreams or what are, memories or like, foggy memories, then animation is a perfect media for it.
You mentioned that it was a challenging work, especially during the pandemic. What do you mean by that? Did that extend the production process?
Yeah, mostly because we had a co-production between Germany and France. And of course, every time we planned to do a post-production in Germany, there came another lockdown and we couldn't travel. And it was pretty difficult to do it then. I had on the end my sound designer on Zoom with us in a mixing studio. And there were really like, it was just on standby for almost a year. That was really painful for me. And of course, that there was no cinemas. I mean, they're still like very rare. And let's hope that comes back soon.
Sure, absolutely. But just to return to the actual production of the film, did that mean that you had to figure out ways in which to kind of work remotely too?
Yes, definitely. I mean, there are parts where that works really well. Like with the German post-production crew, that we've done that before. But when it comes to like sound, it's much more difficult to do it over like, a media like this, because, no quality is equal or like, So that was, I think the sound was the most difficult part, and the waiting part, I think that was the most difficult for me, because I knew the film is actually almost finished, but it needed just a few extra touch on something. And then it was just those postponing and opening the project every 4 or 5 months was just pretty frustrating.
Yeah, it's hard to know when to stop, basically.
Or where you stopped at the last, or what was my idea 5 months ago. So, yeah.
And did you find that original idea changed a lot during the production?
No, I don't think so. I think the story was from the beginning very strong. And it was then just a matter of where we put the imagery and sound design to it.
So, I mean, let's go back to the story, and I'm curious to ask you, you told us what it's about, what the short is about. It's basically revolves around the conflict between a long-standing couple. But is there any reason or any particular inspiring thing that led you to explore this particular story?
I mean, it was, I always choose a subject, and I was particularly like, I know that I wondered where psychological violence can have the limits. You know, if we see like a physical violence happening next to us, of course we act. But when it comes to psychological violence, we are actually not really interfering, because where is that limit? What is still okay and what's not? So that was actually my first idea why to talk about this subject, that I think it's still very difficult to talk about, or to...
You mean the psychological aspect is difficult to talk about?
Yeah, or where, what is the psychological violence and how to measure it? You know, where's the limit to say, whoa, that was over the top, or that is already too brutal for the victim, or I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's also true, because I guess in your film, there is also, along with the psychological aspect, a very physical aspect, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to give too much away. Spela, your film kind of reminds me of the type of animation that greats like Jan Švankmajer did. Švankmajer was one of those people who really expanded on the animation form and dealt with very intense psychological themes, all of which we talked about earlier. And that's important because, let's face it, maybe many people would tend to associate animation with movies made for kids and Disney stuff. But what you're doing is kind of different. And as I'm sure people listening to this know, there's a lot of expressive potential in animation, wouldn't you agree?
I hope so. I hope that there are more and more audience knowing that fact. I do believe that animation can have a stronger impact on like maybe difficult subjects that are, I don't know, shown maybe in a different way because it's animation. I think it would be way different if this film would be a live action.
You did mention that you also have a background in graphic design, and I wondered whether that also influences the animation style of this film, of Steakhouse, or just in general, your work within animation filmmaking.
Maybe, I think so, because, I mean, I really like to, I'm true to analog animation, because I really love to make my fingers dirty and paint with real paint and, I don't know, experiment with all sorts of lights and camera. I don't know, I really enjoy that process. So, and I believe if you do animation, because it's painful enough to do frame by frame film, you have to take something that you enjoy, because at least that will be, yeah.
So a lot of hand drawing as well?
Yeah, it's a lot of hand drawing. And we actually, in this film, we did a lot of animating in a computer. Then we printed frames out. We painted them with oil paints. And then we had the exchangeable, like, puppets in a... So they moved in the space. So they were not like Egyptian movements, but they were sort of, yeah, could move in a space. Yeah.
I mean, it does sound like a lengthy process. We talked about the challenges of working with other people remotely, but that part of the process itself kind of sounds quite lengthy. Do you find it to be daunting, or do you find a meditative quality to it all? I mean, sometimes I talk to animators who work in similar ways, and they tell me that, you know, time just flies when they do that.
Yeah, it's actually a funny, I mean, it's difficult to have this overview of the story all this time, because you can fall in love with the frames and forget about the whole story. Mm-hmm. So for me, in this production, it was a real fun production. I have to say that we had so much fun in the studio. We were mostly only girls working on when you see the film, it makes sense, but...
Yeah, but there are feminist kind of tones to this film, right? For sure.
I think there are, even though it was the script was written by my husband, so I think, yeah, it's But as I said, the production was fun, but it's always like, you know, it's a very long procedure, and then you get tired of this daily, yeah, or like this slow movement in the process. Yeah. But still, if I look back, it was definitely a really great production.
Are you working on anything at the moment?
I'm just developing something. I have to start something. It's been a while, so this year of a gap, of a COVID gap, it's actually bugging me, so I have to start earlier than usual.
Well, Shpela, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you about your film Steakhouse. I wish you all the best also with the screening in Locarno. That's pretty exciting, right?
It is, and thank you for inviting me.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.